lady. All right. And it's time for that show. All right. The Soul Samedi Show. Q-Lin, EB, and Whitney. And we're going to feature a legendary icon by the name of Dionne Warwick. Hey, this song followed by an exciting interview.
My name is Kulin Green, and then my co-host, EB. We only have a few questions for you to not hold you up. I was going to say congratulations on your Las Vegas residency at Caesar's Palace. I know it started in September, and it's till March 2020.
Uh-huh.
And congrats on that. And then you released a new album earlier this spring, She's Back, and then you released a Christmas album on October 14th, and congrats on those. What made you want to, or what was the process like starting those two albums?
Well, the first one, She's Back, is a wonderful time. I spent with some incredible partners for duet, and some wonderful songs, and that was, you know, public seems to like what I do because I still will be nominated for Grammy.
Oh, wow. And I know, And I know you have different featured artists on this new Christmas album. You have Michael McDonald, Andre Day, Wanya Morris from Boyz II Men, and Johnny Mathis, and Chloe and Holly. What is there anything specific about certain artists that makes you want to of today or a legendary artist that makes you want to work with them to be a part of this project?
Well, I came up with the title
First
for Christmas and gave some thought to the verses I felt I'd like to sing with, and then chose the songs that I thought were suitable for each one of those artists and called them and
I was going to go back a little bit. How do you view your music in the 60s? Do you consider it genre specific or does it matter?
No, it's a genre. It's an absolute wonderful song with wonderful messages.
Because my favorite albums from yours is Here I Am, Here Where There Is Love, and then The Sensitive Sounds of Dion. And I think with during that time period here, I didn't hear anything like it, and I would consider it jazz. It sounded like jazz music to me. Some of the records I heard from then, like Nancy Wilson, it reminded me of that, because I think like jazz music is like a journey of song, and I think yours had great storytelling, and your voice like was like a musical journey, and I could hear the jazz and gospel influence, because I know Sarah Vaughan is your godmother, the jazz legend. I wanted to know with your gospel upbringing, you started out background singing. And the Sweet Inspirations, and y'all did background vocals for like Dinah Washington and other artists. What was that like doing background vocals, starting out like that? I know you were part of the Gospel Heirs, but what was that like doing background vocals during that time period?
It was wonderful. You got to meet some most incredible guys in studios, and we were fortunate enough to work with some of those great talents. It also was very, very, you know, helping to provide funds to finish college.
Oh, wow. And I know your early albums or your collaborative partners, Burt Bacharach and Help David, the writing producer team. What was it about making those albums with them, the chemistry? Like, what was that? What was it like working with those two songwriters and producers with your record? And still today, because I know they worked on your She's Back album, or Burt Bacharach did, but what was that like, that chemistry with them?
Well, actually, Burt did not work on the She's Back CD. There's a song on there that he was part of.
Yeah, right. I meant the song, right, exactly.
Aside from that, working with them was wonderful. They wrote some specifically for me, and Unfortunately, we became not only friends, but physically, that's ultimately we consider each other family. So it was enjoy working with two my girls, two of the most prolific songwriters of that time. And apparently, like you, most people had not heard anything like it before, and kind of gravitated to it, which was wonderful for all three of us.
Is there an album of yours that, or what do you consider, what's your definition of a great album?
Great lyrics, great melodies,
that
people not only understand, but need to hear, or want to hear.
Wow. You could go ahead,
Evie. Hi, Ms. Warwick. I am so excited to be talking to you. I first saw you back in 2016 at one of the Apollo Livewire conversations. It was you and Melvin Moore, and we went through this journey through your musical career, and it was the most amazing thing that I've ever seen, just being able to connect with an artist on that level. When you think about all of your accolades and your albums and the contributions that you've made to music, like I would say you are the original pop star. Are you ever amazed at everything that you've accomplished?
You know, I have never really sat down and analyzed that. I've been busy making music for you guys to hear and listen to and on the road performing it, but I kind of use the time if I usually afford it. I truly feel blessed that I've been able to bring pleasant memories back to people and create new memories for people, giving me something that is part of what you're here, that you want to listen to, and to find comfort in.
Wow. And I know Q-Lin said something earlier about your family's roots in music, and they're still continuing. Your son, Damon, he actually produced Dionne Warwick and the Voices of Christmas, and I believe he produced on She's Back as well, right? Are you proud of him? Exactly. I mean, I love that. It doesn't seem like, you know, he's producing for you just because he's your son. As you said, he's produced for many others successfully. So it wasn't that you gave him this because he's your son, but, you know, he has the talent to do it. And that's something that just, it's just amazing to me, you know, your family legacy and how that is something that's just innately in you all, the music. When people think, at least when I think Dionne Warwick, I think one of the first things that comes to mind is your impeccable style. You have always been so fashionable and so glamorous. Is that something that's Dionne specific, or have you used a stylist, you know, to come up with your look?
No, I've been how I wanted to look. Of course, I had a designer who worked with me for many, many years. Unfortunately, he's no longer with us. Uncle Travis. But prior to that, no, I just chose what I wanted to wear. And of course, those that mentored me along the way, I kind of knew what I had to wear. You know, people like Diane Carroll, and Nina Horn, and Claire Barr, and Elvis Joe, you know, these ladies represented what I wanted to represent.
Wow. And so you just kind of, you know, carried that on.
I learned very, very quickly.
Speaking of that, you, like I said, I think of pop stars. I think of Dionne Warwick as the original pop star. And you did so in an age when there wasn't social media, when, you know, there wasn't a magazine, or you had to go to a magazine or radio to know the ins and outs of an artist's life or even what they wore last night. You know, these days, social media will tell you what you're wearing this very moment, you know. How different is it now trying to promote an album in the age of social media versus how it was maybe in the 60s or 70s?
It's quite different, electronic and computers and everything that was not available in the 60s and 70s and part of the 80s. I found it very personal. You know, I kind of like going into the record store and rushing through records and looking at the album covers and you know, you're just on a computer and pushing a button.
Wow. And I do have one more question for you. You are already a legend. You are one of the most important artists, in my opinion, to exist. And as a vocalist, you're so extremely versatile. You have this ability to, you know, be soft and subtle one moment and then come through with this vigorous force in the next. When it's all said and done, what would you like the listeners, what would you like the legacy of Dionne Warwick to be? Simple as that, just being true to who you are.
Uh-huh.
Wow. This is amazing. Thank you so much, Ms. Warwick.
Yes, thank you. Thank you so much. And I just wanted to add to that, like, I feel like your prime years, I think, define I feel like it's not genre-specific, your music, because it gives me a jazz feel. Like I said, the writers of Hal David and Bert, how they created the music to accompany your voice was, I think, is incredible and timeless music. And I feel like your voice, I call it musical Olympics, and I feel like the artist patterned after you, like Whitney Houston, all that, I feel like the journey to take with songs and the musical journey with songs and the storytelling, I feel like your music defines what that means. So I just want to say thank you as a fan, and I appreciate you taking time out of your schedule to talk to us. We appreciate it.
It's my pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right, you too. Thank you.
All right, and we'll be back right after this.
Bye.